This is our English 3 podcast on the book, The Things They Carried by Tim O'Brien. Quick disclaimer, the author is really descriptive with the deaths and some can be very unpleasant to the viewer or reader.
Hello, my name is Kaylin and I chose to read The Things They Carried because I enjoy reading about war and also because my grandfather is a Vietnam War veteran.
I'm Caleb and I chose this book because I wanted to read a book with more action.
I'm Matthias, and I chose our PBL book because I enjoy reading books, and I didn't want to stick with the normal options that people normally would choose.
In the book, The Things They Carried, we go through the Vietnam War with a group of men and what they carried. Some carried items of paranoia or survival, some carried items of their necessity, and some didn't have enough time to carry anything. We go through the war, learning about everything some people were carrying and the weight and why they were carrying them. Soldiers were in love, or some were frightened, almost to death. After the war, we still follow the narrator, Tim O'Brien. Though his book was fiction, we learned that many new ideas about war and what it can do to a person, how they will have many different feelings and how it's inevitable.
If you liked reading this book, you might enjoy documentaries about history because the book was very informative. Or movies relating to the war or history because it's the same content, just told in a different way. Another suggestion that would pair greatly with this book would be The Saw of War by Bao Ninh, which would give insight on the other side of the Vietnam War with the Northern Vietnamese.
The following passage comes from The Things They Carried. On ambush or other night missions, they carried peculiar little odds and ends. Kiowa always took along his New Testament and a pair of moccasins for silence. Dave Jensen carried his night sight vitamins high in carotene. Lee Strunk carried his slingshot. Ammo, he claimed, would never be a problem. Rat Kiley carried brandy and M&M's candy. Until he was shot, Ted Lavender carried the Starlight Scope, which weighed 6.3 pounds with its aluminum carrying case. This is a very important paragraph because it tells what each person carried physically, but it also makes you wonder what they carried mentally.
This novel has changed my views of veterans. I used to think that they were just in a war, and yes, they went through some things. Now I believe it was much more than that. The war took a mental toll on them because of what they heard and saw, and I don't think many people recognize that at the initial thought of veterans.
Hopefully, this book talk changed your perspective on the way things are. And if you liked it, read the book. It will make you think about things you've never thought about before and make you see the war in a different light through the eyes of a soldier.